We're back at the girls' high school basketball coaches preview show here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. As now we're joined by head coach of the Avon Eagles, Maggie Ferrando, now in her second year at Avon. She made that trek over from my alma mater, Walsh Jesuit. Coach, you still keep tabs over at the folks over at WJ or not so much?
I do, yep. I'm really good friends with the athletic director, so we talk all the time. And then my two former players, we touch base a lot, too.
Good deal. So, again, year two now at Avon. How was year one now that you've had a little bit longer to reflect on that and kind of still getting your feet under you over there at Avon?
Yeah, year one was great. I really enjoy the girls. They work hard for us. They're very respectful. They're energetic and passionate. We had four really nice seniors last year that were very welcoming. And I found out quickly, which I always said for the past couple of years, how hard the SWC is, and we definitely found out. So I was happy with how our girls competed, considering two of those teams went to the Final Four in the States.
Yeah.
So it's a no-joke conference, that's for sure.
Yeah. And what is that process like, Coach, when, you get thrusted into a tough conference like the SWC? Obviously, you need to get on the girls early and often. I'm sure you're coaching them hard. And, how do you kind of get that respect quickly between you and the players when you're coming into a new situation? And, like you said, these seniors, they've had a different coach for previous years up until last year. What's kind of your approach with developing that relationship quickly?
Well, summer is huge. Summer is definitely my favorite, probably part of coaching, because you really get to bond with them and kind of put the pieces together. We always say summer is a nice time to plant the seeds for the season. And our first year, we took them to Finley, which was a great bonding experience, and they bought in. I'm really proud of how quickly they did buy in. They were determined, and they knew how hard the conference was, and they wanted to improve, but they bought into our style. They were really excited about it, actually, because they weren't used to playing that fast and pressing and running and 32 minutes of hell. So they definitely bought in. I had a really nice senior point guard, Brooke Lobb, who we will miss a lot. But she was a great leader for us in helping us run our style.
Did you feel like you accomplished what you wanted to this summer with the girls?
I do, yeah. I mean, we lost four nice seniors, like I said, and we have four new kids, but we have five seniors returning.
Yeah.
A one really nice junior in Amelia Holbrook, who played a lot, so I consider her kind of a senior. So, I told them already, hey, year one's over, this is year two. Those guys that played for me last year, and it's so nice in year two. My dad's my assistant, and we're like, even at practice, like, oh, year two, so nice. Because year one's just such a grind.
Sure,
so
sure.
It's been nice.
What were numbers like as a whole for the program this year, if you don't mind sharing?
Yeah, we have around 11 freshmen. We're swinging some kids. We're kind of making a JV team out of a base of sophomores, and then three of my kids will swing down. So they're getting some from freshmen and varsity. So God love our JV coach, Chad. He's very go with the flow. So I know that's a hard job being JV. You get this many quarters with this one. You get this many quarters,
Right,
so
right.
We're putting the pieces, pieces together.
Sure. Again, we're joined by Maggie Ferrando, head coach of the Avon Eagles. She's in year two now over there at Avon. Let's talk about that senior group. I know Molly Drennick, Grace Mangan, Mackenzie Tocek, Emma Owens, Madigan O'Leary were the ones you listed in your email to us. Just talk to me about that group and what kind of the expectations are from those five.
Yeah, all five of those kids are going to be super strong for us this year. And you know how it goes. Every time those seniors graduate, these next set of seniors, our five seniors kind of step up, and it's their turn. We always tell them, this is your turn. This is your last season. Let's have no regrets. And they've been stepping up big time, just being good role models at practice, setting the tone and the culture that we like. And it's nice to be able to rely on them. They kind of know what we did last year, and what we're looking for is definitely for our poise to improve. So we're excited to see that. We just had a nice scrimmage the other day versus EC, and you could tell those guys were solid. They were steady. So they've been stepping up big time for us. And then we have a freshman point guard who's kind of been looking up to them as well as far as leadership on the floor and whatnot.
What did you like or not like, I guess, from that EC scrimmage?
EC is very good. They're very talented.
Yeah.
we started out a little shaky. And once we calmed down, we did a great job breaking their press and kind of playing our game. And our goal is always we need to dictate the tempo. And we're not big. We tell them we're not a big team, so we got to make sure that we're gritty, we're physical. We got to try to outsmart our opponents. So they know the deal. We're looking for tough, gritty kids.
You mentioned junior Amelia Holbrook. You almost kind of view her as a senior with the experience that she has. What is it about her that stands out so much?
She's someone that's dedicated her whole summer to trying to improve her shot and doing workouts and shooting club and whatnot. So she's put in a lot of effort. She's a super quiet kid, but such a gamer on the court. I'm really trying to push her this year, too, to step up even more. But her ability to slash and get to the hoop is one of the best I've ever coached. Mm-hmm. So I kind of am looking at her for more and more every game. I just try to challenge her to keep, doing more and getting better.
Again, we're talking with Avon Eagle head basketball coach Maggie Ferrando in year two over there at Avon. We talked about the SWC, obviously Midview and Olmsted Falls. They made their Final Four runs last year. So, again, we've talked about the conference and how tough that is. What do you think about your non-conference schedule this year? Are there any matchups that really stand out, again, in that non-conference slate for you?
I mean, I think we have a lot of nice teams we're playing. Obviously, Pato, we're opening up with them, and their new head coach, Jake Lance, we were good friends with growing up when I was playing at MAC. So
oh, wow.
I know he's a very good coach. That'll be a nice challenge opening. We're going to Dublin-Jerome for an overnight, so that'll be another big game in Columbus. Westlake, I know, is strong. We saw them over the summer, and they have a new coach. We play Bay right down the street. I know, she's doing good things. She's a new coach as well. We got Rocky River at the Mags tournament, and Rocky River we lost to in the sectional finals last year. They have a really nice player in Ava Patty. So, our conference and our non-conference is probably as tough as it gets. We try to, get ourselves a challenging schedule, but our schedule is so challenging as it is just being in the SWC.
Are there pros and cons to that? Obviously, like you said, you kind of embrace that challenge and it gets the girls ready. But, I mean, man, that's got to be exhausting at a certain point. I mean, just going through such a difficult slate.
It is. And we kind of got used to it last year. But I like competing. And I think of myself as a player back in the day at Magnificat. I always wanted to play the better teams and compete. We tell our girls, we just had our team meeting yesterday, hey, we play to win all the time, but we don't talk about winning. You play to win, you compete. We lose, we go 0-22, we lose, but we're going to lose the right way, but we play to win. So I just want us to compete.
Good deal. Well, Coach, I'll let you go on this one, my last one for you, and feel free to share or not share as much as you want here. But, goals or expectations that you guys have for this year?
Yeah, again, we never say, oh, let's win 15 games, let's win this. But
sure.
We just had our meeting yesterday, and we did talk about, hey, I got hired, we're here to compete. Of course, we're here to have fun, but I expect us to compete. I expect us to be tough every single game, to get in there, to put our nose in there, to box out, to not back down. And really, with all this good talent, there's four teams with Division I players, and that doesn't even include Avon Lake, who I think is going to be one of the better teams. So that's five really strong teams, and then Berea Mid-Park's going to be strong. Elyria always, has some athletes. And I just want us to compete, have some poise, and outwork and hustle most teams. So our goal is to kind of be feared. Like we like when other teams fear us, oh man, we got to play Avon. They have this, this, and this. And last year we heard from a couple coaches, oh man, we spent so many days working on your press and how to break it. And that's the stuff that we love.
Yeah.
That's what we want. We want to challenge them. Even if we lose, we want them to have a hard time playing us.
Yeah. That's the ultimate compliment, isn't it? People kind of fearing you and taking all that time to prepare. That's pretty cool.
It is. I hope most teams do, but I know, we had a couple games that weren't that close last year, but
sure.
Our ultimate goal is let's try to dictate the tempo, get teams out of their regular scheme and just fight hard.
Good deal. Well, Coach, thank you very much for joining us here at the preview show. We always appreciate the time and, embarrassing on me, I don't have our broadcast schedule in front of us, but I know for sure we'll be seeing you at least a couple of times this year to broadcast a couple of your games.
Yes, for sure.
Certainly
you guys do a great job. So thanks for all the coverage you give girls basketball. You guys are awesome.